we have two pieces left from the armors of God. And it's interesting, we've been really linking in the last few comments the importance of the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. And it's actually the only piece that the Spirit of God described. What it is, what is it? And everyone, he really didn't say what that is. But in this one, so there's no matter of interpretation here. It's so easy. I like it when it's this way. It is the Word of God. It's actually the saying of God. This is not the word logos. It is the saying of God. And it's really, and Tony mentioned it earlier, the verses that we know, the scripture that we know, that the Spirit of God will bring it to your mind when the enemy starts attacking. The best example to me is the Lord Jesus in the wilderness. That is the best example. Again, I want us to look at the Lord Jesus. And please, I'm going to ask you to forgive me. I would appreciate when you talk about him, don't just say Jesus. Say Lord Jesus, because he's Lord. Get your tongue trained to always address him as Lord Jesus. Don't just say Jesus. Say Lord Jesus, because he is Lord. Sometimes you are influenced much by what we hear from Christian preachers. And it kind of, it does bother me when they say Jesus. He is Lord. You know what? God, in that day to come, every tongue will confess him Lord. So let's call him Lord. Train your mind, train your tongue to always, when you speak about him, say he is Lord. But here is my example in the wilderness. Satan comes, and Satan is using the word of God to attack the Lord Jesus. It is written. Do this because it is written. Satan might come to you and say, do this because it is written. I mean, if you're smart enough, you could twist the Bible around and whatever you wanted to do, you could do. You'll find anything there. How did the Lord Jesus answer the attacks of the enemy? He used the sword of the Spirit now. And this is, again, an offensive weapon here. Here you are going and you're really attacking him. How do you attack him? Not by saying, depart from me or go away, Satan. It is really using the word of God. And the example of the Lord Jesus, the three things that he attacked him on, the three things that he used in the Garden of Eden, he is so clever. He doesn't really, nothing's changed. He just kind of packaged it differently. It's the same thing. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. He just summarized everything in under these three categories. And he's been using them over and over again. He just changed the package a little bit, changed the appearing. It's the same thing. How did the Lord Jesus answer him? It is written.
Uncle Emil, just to go along with what you said about the Lord Jesus and how he was tempted in the wilderness, the first time when man was created, we see that Eve was tempted by the serpent in the garden. And how you were talking about how it's hand-to-hand combat at this point, where the devil is trying to attack your head, and we defend ourselves by using the sword. And when the serpent came to tempt Eve, we see that Eve knew exactly what God said to her. It said, it says in Genesis 2, it says, he said to the woman, did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. So she knew the words of the Lord, yet she did not have the faith, which ties again into the belt of truth, knowing the truth and having faith in the word. In the words that the Lord has given us, we can have all this knowledge, but if we don't have wisdom and understanding to apply it, the devil will come and attack us with these things. But we need to have faith when it comes to the word, just as the Lord, when the devil tempted him in the wilderness, he knew the word and he had the faith, and everything was combined there. So it's not just using one or two or one part of the armor of God, but it's tying it all together.
just mention another character. The Word of God is described as a double-edged sword. And many times we think of a sword as an offensive weapon when we go out and we meet the enemy, and surely the Word of God is sufficient for that. But it's a double-edged sword, which means it cuts both ways, and it means that I'm in danger if I don't apply the Word of God to my own life as well. And so many times we think only of an offensive weapon, but the sword of the Spirit should be applied to my own life as well.
And that's Hebrews 4:12.
I have a question. What's the significance of the fact that it's a sword and not, let's say, like a spear? For example, it's not something that is attacking the enemy from a distance, but rather at a close range.
It's really a dagger, right? And if you look at the book of Judges with Ehud and Eglon, let me just turn to that so that you see. Joshua, Judges. This is why the Word of God is so living and comprehensive. I'm not going to read all this, but Judges chapter 3. In verse 21, it was this evil king Eglon who was the king of Moab, and the people of God had been placed under him for 18 years of bondage, and now God had raised up a deliverer against this evil king who was under the influence of satanic forces. And in verse 21, and Ehud, who was a Benjamite, a left-handed man, right? Left-handed often speaks of weakness, reminds us of how the Lord was crucified in apparent weakness. And it says, and Ehud put forth his left hand, he took the dagger from his right thigh and thrust it into his belly. And the hilt also went in after the blade, and the fat closed upon the blade so that he could not draw the dagger out of his belly, and the dirt came out. So the sword of the Spirit that we have in Ephesians 6 really is a short dagger. It's for that close combat. And in this example with Ehud, the reason why he was able to get close to the king, one, it was a short dagger. Two, he was left-handed. It was on his opposite thigh. And so he would not probably be checked as he normally would be, looking for the strong hand, check the left thigh. He was able to take that dagger and use it effectively against the enemy. So this is a beautiful example of the conflict that we may be involved with against satanic forces, being able to use the Word of God, the dagger, in close proximity to the enemy to defeat the enemy.
It also says that Ehud made himself that dagger. We see that he was prepared and ready. He had a dagger on him. He was equipped.
You read that verse?
16? Verse 16. But Ehud made himself a dagger, which had two edges of a cubit length, and he did gird it under his raiment, under his right thigh. Right.